meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
Getting exhausted after our evening with Dag last night.
Yeah. David Alan Greer, he rings you like a bar rag.
You have to kind of keep up with him.
You do. I feel like I'm in a douche commercial. I need roller skates to keep up with Dag.
Happy birthday, Adam Carolla Day. Evil McKee.
Oh, my God.
Still funny.
And it went on for like a half an hour.
That's what he did. He was like, you know, Dag is like a... it's like a Piccolo Pete that you light, but never stops.
Yeah, just keep going.
Like normally
the spinning fireworks.
Like here's what you get in life. You get stuff that's real slow and boring, goes on forever.
Yeah.
Or you get stuff that goes off literally like a skyrocket, but that lasts 8 seconds.
Right.
You don't normally get the 2-hour skyrocket.
Mm.
This thing's just, remember the 4th of July that have the fountains?
Yeah, sure.
You light them off.
The cones.
Yeah, just sit there and burn like hell, yeah. Burn like Rome for just about 20 seconds, then it was all over with. And the boring stuff lasts the longest.
Mm.
It really needs to be the other way around in life.
Yeah.
But anyway, Dag's, he's the Piccolo Pete of Loveline guests.
He's pretty subdued on other shows.
What? On other shows?
He's pretty subdued.
Yeah, he goes a little crazy on this show.
Really?
He was on Lycus the other week. I was in here, and he was quiet as could be.
Is it us?
It's Adam.
Yeah. I light fires under the comedians. I'm their muse, Drew.
And I like the way when as soon as the mic goes off, he's like, oh, I know, yes, okay, yes, she was a bitch. She was such a pain.
He's like all good comedians. He's troubled.
Oh, my goodness.
He's tortured. But he's good people.
Yes. Oh, yes.
All right.
Like all good comedians.
Yeah. I'll tell you something that's very dangerous. Very dangerous, I noticed today. You know, I like to complain a lot about
I never noticed that.
Left turn arrows.
Now that you mention it, I guess.
Yeah. These left turn arrows are popping up all over the city now. I mean, they're everywhere.
All over the city.
No, all over.
Oh,
no, all over the city.
Los Angeles. Okay, yeah.
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 They're all over.
Pasadena's got a bunch of them now.
Start looking around, Drew. From what they were 5 years ago, all over. I'm driving through the valley today, nothing but arrows.
Pasadena, those got them with a sign next to it that says, yield.
What does that mean?
It means you can continue to turn left when there's not a green arrow.
Well, here's the scary part. That's good.
Yeah.
Now people are confused. Here's what happened to me today.
Uh-oh.
This is the worst part about these arrows. My worst dreams my worst fears have come home to roost. I'm sitting at a signal today. It's red, and the signal and the arrow is red.
Yeah.
And we're just sitting there, you know, having our lives pass before us. And then the arrow turns green, but the signal remains red.
Oh.
And we sit there, and the guy in front of me sits there.
Oh, boy.
And I give him a toot on the horn to say, hey, the arrow. We're in the left turn lane, arrow's green, and the guy puts his hand out the window like, hey, what the F? What do you want me to do? He gestures at the light. And I give another toot on the horn like, hey, check, the arrow's green. It's been green for a while. And he gives the hand again. I give a third toot. He looks around. He finally goes. But this extra confusion, I realize now, that you're sort of having, people are stupid.
Mm.
People in Southern California are especially stupid. We take the top 10 retards from around the world.
Collect them.
And we collect them. We also take the top 10 hot chicks and collect them, too. So it sort of balances out if you're going to live here. It's great. It's great when you're looking at women. It sucks when you're driving or having to deal with anything. But there's a lot of retards and a lot of foreign retards in this city, too. I mean, let's face it. People that are used to driving like big wheels with chicken crates, you know, strapped to them, being pulled by donkeys.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, people that are running from the law and have expired tabs and no green cards. And everyone's paranoid. And we have horrible cops that have ticket writing parties on a daily basis around here. So it's really, people are distracted and people are frightened. And now it's my worst fear realized is people are now sitting there on green arrows confused as to what to do because the signal is red.
Right.
And here's what I'm thinking about. All we talk about in this goddamn city is what's up with the traffic.
Right.
We got to build. We got to expand the subway. We got to add another lane to the freeway. We got to this and we got to that. Here's what I'd like some pussy politician to pipe up with. That's pretty good alliteration there, Drew.
I liked it. Yeah. Pussy politician. Got it.
We could move this goddamn city around 40% faster if we could just get people to shake their ass a little bit.
Good point.
Just shake your ass. Forget about the extra lanes. Forget about the tunneling through the Civic Center. Forget about the goddamn monorail. Let's start the Ace Corolla ass-shaking policy.
Yeah, I'm with
get
you.
People moving. Because I'll tell you, when I'm driving, I'm shaking my ass.
Yep.
No one's waiting on me. When I come to a red light and I'm turning left, I stop for a beat and pow, I'm through it.
Yeah,
I'm
bunch
gone.
Of, there's a bunch of corollaries to that, too, which is, A, hey, wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And B, if somebody else is shaking their ass faster, get out of their way. Don't slow down and get in their way.
That's right. That's right. And if you're at a arrow and the arrow's red, but there's no current danger, make it okay to turn left.
Mm-hmm.
And the people will like, well, how are people going to know? What if people? We can't leave people. Listen, what's to stop people from pointing their car toward a brick wall and just mashing the right foot down in the accelerator? How is it that people don't just run into moving objects, stationary objects? How come we don't drive our cars into our own living room every night by mistake? We can think. We have a bit. We have eyesights. We have neurons and receptors. We have hand-eye coordination. This is what we do, you a-hole politicians. And here's what I want. I don't want any more talk about. All politicians want to talk about is we want to put more red light. We want to put more cameras in the intersections. We got to build more diamond lanes. How about a little ass-shaking policy? How about this? How about a little thing of hey, if we see you sitting there at a red light and there's no traffic, and you're not turning right, we're giving you a ticket. And if we see you on the freeway, and you're going 51, and you're in the far left lane, and you're holding up a couple people, you're getting a ticket. We're going to start writing tickets to the people that are dragging ass. Because all we talk about in this godforsaken city is why it doesn't move. Yet, all we tell the public is, slow down. Slow down. Why don't we move? Slow down. What about urban congestion and traffic? Slow down. Well, which is it? Which is it, you pussies? You want us to move or not? And if you want us to move, get the F out of the way. Let us shake our ass, you pussies. How dare you? Jesus Christ. 30% faster I could get this city moving if you just let me crack the whip. This town, you know what this town is? Like a whole bunch of drunk laborers just trying to drag their ass through work.
Yeah.
I got to get in there. Mark Schnell, they're cracking the whip a little bit. Get people moving. You pussies are sitting around dragging your ass everywhere. You're getting tickets. Get out of my way. Oh, it's unsafe. Yeah, it's unsafe for you because you're pure pussy. Just stay home if it's unsafe.
Well, get one of those,
three-wheel bikes my grandpa drove 10 minutes after he died. Jesus Christ. Let's shake it a little bit. Or if you don't feel safe driving, good, don't drive. You can't drive. Pussies. All right. And listen, cops, you stop writing those chicken-ass tickets where people rolling through four-wheel stop. I drive down my goddamn hill every night. It's nothing but four-way stop signs all the way down the hill. It's at night. You can see there's no headlights coming from any direction. I got to sit behind some pussy who's got to count to five Mississippi after he comes to complete stop. It's like, stops. One Mississippi, two Mississippi. Just shake your ass. I'm going to work. Let's go. There's no one coming any direction. Go. Write that guy a ticket. He sat there too long. No, I get the ticket for rolling through. I'm trying to go. I'm working.
What about
I'm paying
taxes.
What about
vigilante justice for that?
Yes.
Maybe you can issue your
citizens. I'm already done honking. I'm already now up to three. I now honk through three or four cars. I'm now five cars back on some pussy who won't turn right when there's absolutely no traffic. I'm honking through cars. I got the guy in front of me going, what do you want from me? I'm going, get on the horn. That's what I want from you. We got to get some New Yorkers out here to show us how to drive.
Mm.
Or just use the horn. I don't think they know how to drive, but I think they know how to use the horn.
Yes, they know that.
They can actually steer the vehicle from the hub of the steering wheel, so they can keep their hand on the horn the entire time.
Oh, yeah, and they've also sort of defined the shortest interval of time.
Yeah, here...
Time after the light turns green to the time you push the horn.
L.A., like I said, today I'm honking at a guy who's got a green arrow who's sitting there. I honk him, and his hand comes out like, hey, buddy, what gives? It's like, what do you want me to do? What am I supposed to do? Just quit my job? What do I got to do? I can't honk the horn if you're not turning when the arrow is telling you to turn. We should just wait for it to cycle again. All right, I got to get in charge here, Drew.
Yeah,
I got to
take
over this godforsaken city.
Well, weren't you going to be president?
30% faster I could get this city moving if they would just put the shake your ass policy in gear. And let me say this, too. All you goody two-shoes pussies out there. Oh, it's unsafe. BS. I drive like a maniac. I've never been in an accident. One goddamn accident. Never been in an accident. How many years, Drew? 23 years of driving, never been in an accident except for the time I slid my stepmom's Honda into a curb. But I was just hot dogging it. I was 16. There was a little water. I was just trying to get loose.
Oh,
it was off camber. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was me, though.
Yeah.
You shake your ass. You don't get an
accident.
There
was an accident at the Long Beach Grand Prix.
Yeah, but I hit a little tranny fluid that Buzz Aldrin let out when he blew out a clutch or dropped a gear or something. That wasn't my fault either, buddy. Come on.
Yeah, you're right.
I'll steal my thunder. Sue?
Sue, 20.
Yes.
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's
that?
Right.
Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah. You can talk.
Oh, yeah.
Shake your ass.
No.
Wait, there's something special about her.
Very rare. I tried hanging up on you. My finger slipped off and hit the button again. So you're on by the grace of God. Go ahead, Sue.
Okay. My boyfriend is 26, and like my first diverse and only other person I've ever had a sexual encounter with was kind of odd. Not the person.
Hold on. What were those last six words?
The only person, other person she's had a sexual encounter with was sort of odd. What
not
made,
the person wasn't, but the encounters, the situation was odd.
Why? And what was odd?
Well, I was trying not to die. And he was a former teacher and older than, 20 years older than me, and trying to help me not die. And so now I'm with this great guy.
Well, hang on a second. He was trying to help you not die by having sex with you?
Sure, but that's not really why I called.
Well, she wouldn't... She couldn't hold any food down, so you want to give her a little
protein
injection.
I see.
I've done that myself.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, yeah.
So I'm with my boyfriend now. He's 26, and the thing is, like, I have like this really, really high sex drive. Mm. Like, if he touches my back, like rubs my back, like we're sitting watching TV, I'll orgasm. I won't let him hold my hand in class because he makes me orgasm.
By holding his hand,
her hand.
He like rubs the inside of my hand with his fingertips. Oh, yeah. I just can't take it. I'm like, I can't learn anything under these conditions. So,
are you bipolar?
No.
There's something nutty about it.
Has that ever been brought up?
No.
Do you feel kind of manicky? You're not sleeping and you just sort of have a lot of energy?
Sometimes I sleep a lot and sometimes I don't sleep at all.
Right.
The former teacher actually suggested that I might be manic depressive, but my doctor's never said anything.
Well, you might want to bring this up because this is sort of manic, hypomanic stuff.
Well, what's your question?
My question is, I need some advice. we finished 12 times. We were in the past 2 days. And
you finished 12 times?
Yeah, and like we started other times and stopped Mm-hmm. I'm like 12 times in the last 2 days, and he's just worn out, and I'm like not done.
How's your eating disorder?
It's pretty good right now. I binge, but I haven't been purging or anything. But I haven't been binging very often.
There's a lot of cross symptomatology between bulimia and sexual compulsion.
Well, Sue's nutty,
and
no
Sue's
doubt about
got
it.
Thanks.
Well, but I think Sue, I think the reason you're wearing your boyfriend out is not because this is really some sort of baseline sexual appetite you have. This is bipolarity. You're manic. And you need to talk to your psychiatrist about this, because if you can get this sort of brought under control, you'll be down to 2 or 3 times a day, and that'll be fine. 12 times a day, orgasming when somebody holds your hand, that's not normal physiology.
No.
And that manic, when people are manic, they get like that.
It'd be nice for me to get hold of a chick like Sue just once.
Yeah.
Just to build myself up. Just so you
wouldn't have to use your penis. Imagine.
Yeah.
Just use your hand. I mean, just hold her hand.
Yeah. Be nice.
It'd be like some sort of a...
I just do it all the time. I do it at funerals. I just grab her hand. She'd be like, no. I go, women make that noise?
Well, in your world, yes.
Jesse?
Yes?
You're 21?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Actually, my boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years. He is 25, And he does not have much of a sex drive, and I have, like, an... I want to every day if I could.
We've got a theme going here, but not 12 times a day like Sue.
No.
Once a day. Okay, so we're that's in the sort of range of normal again. All right.
Right. But when we do, he gets off like quick, like within 5-10 minutes.
What if you guys are doing it once a day? Does he get sort of some more duration that way? Or will he early?
He doesn't really want to.
He needs to sort of.
Unless like I'm giving him oral. Then he's like, okay, you know.
You gotta negotiate a compromise here. But
I'd argue with that strategy. Now, you think he's attracted to you.
Yeah.
Now, was he this way a year ago?
Yeah, he said that he's always been like that.
That's his pace.
Yeah, but he needs to kind of step up a little bit. He needs to kind of try to meet
he's
you.
He's not wanting to. I've been kind of slipping that way, too.
All right. You gotta meet halfway, though.
Okay.
Well, Drew, as a man of exquisite passion.
Exquisite.
You know that a man can step it up a little bit. As a matter of fact, you can't understand the psyche of a man who doesn't.
Can't understand.
Drew's
Is there something that he can do or that I can do?
Look, you're kind of doing what you can do. And he seems like he's at his pace. He's not withholding. He could certainly get it going a little more often if he wanted.
He could double down, and you could slow down a little bit. And he also sort of needs to be responsible for his sexual functioning. You know what I mean? If he needs to last longer for you, he's got to sort of do something that makes him last longer, either masturbate or have sex.
I make sure that I get off at least 2 times before he does.
Uh-huh.
So that how do you get in there, you know?
How do you do that?
Fingers or oral or
all right,
whatever.
All right.
Well, you get a couple. You go to the plate a couple times before they call the game for rain. That's not bad. Right. Yeah, I mean, you seem to have got it worked out.
But
okay.
But I do. He's sort of being irresponsible with. He's not taking any responsibility for his functioning. He needs to kind of pay attention.
He's like, well, if you want to blow me, I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
I could be my little brother. Hey, Jesse.
Uh-huh.
Are you sure? It's been 3 years.
Uh-huh.
They talk about that 7-year itch when you get married, but 3 years, you know, that 18 to 21, that's a hell of a haul right there, Drew. I mean, if you think about that, we met when we were seniors in high school, and now we're juniors in college.
What Adam is saying is maybe this one needs to be sort of wrapped up, or maybe if you were 26 and you'd been through a few other relationships, you would have wrapped this one up already.
Mm-hmm.
This guy might not be at your pace. I know he's not at your pace.
Right.
He may not be, this relationship may kind of not be working. It may not be either because you don't really love him or don't sort of match up in some way.
He just sort of seems like he's along for the ride a little bit. I mean, show me a guy who says, look, baby, I'm good for once a week. Hey, you want it 3 times a week? I'm good for once, and I'm good for 5 minutes. And if you don't like it, talk to my balls. Give me a BJ if you want. You want to give me a BJ while I'm watching TV? I guess we could do that.
Yeah, that does not sound like a great relationship.
But it also doesn't sound like a guy
who's into it.
Yeah, I mean, Drew, I don't know if you've ever done this. I've done it a few times.
Uh-oh, this is going to be good.
Every time.
All right.
You get to that point in the relationship where it's like, I'm not going to break up. I'll just act how I want to act, and hey, if you let me go, you let me go this way. Like, it's like some job you don't care about. It's like, I'm not going to quit. Just I'll start showing up late, and I'll start leaving early.
It's what he's doing. It's what he's doing. But even if he's not doing that, she should really evaluate whether this is making her happy.
Yeah. And it's sort of, for him, it's like, hey, if the boss doesn't fire me, I show up when I want to show up, miss every other Thursday, well, so be it.
Mm.
All right. Certain strategy to that. Nate?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
How's it going?
Good.
Before I say anything, I just wanted to thank you, Adam. Do you remember that one time? It was like maybe a month.
You remember that? Oh,
yeah.
Adam, that was
that
so
one
funny.
Time band camp.
Where? What?
No, I was just making a joke. That one time when you were going off about the Survivor Series when those guys were like passing each other chunks of meat off of that chunk.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't laughed that hard in years. I just had to tell you how funny.
Thank you.
That.
Well, I, you know,
I was thinking that exact same thing.
You're gonna get me going, but like I said, it's we've now come to a place as a society. I'm not going to get going on this. I will not get going, but I will say this. It is absolutely fine to see guys chugging goat jizz or cod on they had the grossest of the gross on Fear Factor 2 or 3 weeks ago. Guys eating like donkey dorks and chugging cod.
It was like pig snouts too.
No. Cod semen.
Cod semen.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Cod semen and eating like ostrich penis and you know, just and rancid, putrid guts covered with maggots. This is 8 goddamn in the evening. And by the way, aren't people eating at 8 in the evening oftentimes? But that's beside the point. I go on and do Jimmy Kimmel's show at 12:30 at night. I get blurped out for saying bejesus.
Underpants.
No, but shut up, Drew. Bejesus at 12:30 at night. I can't say I'm going to smack the bejesus out of that. And a-hole gets blanked out. Not asshole. A-hole. A-hole. ABC, ABC beeps out on me. And then later on when Jimmy's talking about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or Willy Wonka or whatever the hell it was, and I said, yeah, you worked in the fudge packing department, they bleeped that out too.
Holy cow.
But we can see guys just noshing on donkey dork at 8 in the evening and chugging cod jizz. What the F is going on in this country?
That's just wrong, man.
It's so wrong. And you know what it is? It's the religious retards. Because there's nothing in the Bible that says, oh, thou shalt not watch others chug cod jizz. But they do have something about saying, using the Lord's name in vain. So if I come on the TV at 12:30 at night and say, but Jesus, that's got to get blanked out. But Joe Rogan can suck as much rancid guts as he wants. That's not offensive to more people. Religion is so goddamn retarded and has such a big hand in this country that nobody knows about. So tired of all this crap. But Jesus. And by the way, I'm an atheist. Why can't I say what I want? It's not offensive to me. Blow me, Christ lovers.
Nate, you had something to ask?
I did.
What was that?
I think you would probably be able to one to help me on this.
All right, let's go.
Me and my girlfriend were messing around about a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
And she's kind of a big girl, about a deuce and a half. And she rolled over on me and like smashed a testicle.
Very
no,
good.
She didn't.
Yeah, and
how is your testicle far enough out away from your body to have something roll over it?
It was like her elbow, and all of her weight went down on her elbow, and it just pushed right into it, and it was like swollen for like a week, and then it just like, ever since then, they've been hanging instead of side to side. They've been more of a front to back type of thing. And I just wanted to make sure that.
Oh, shut up.
Well, he needs
listen,
to.
Listen, I like the idea, though. I like when fat people all of a sudden become like manhole covers that got dropped on your foot.
Right.
It's like, this big fat guy stepped on my foot. Like, fat guys are just big and soft. They don't roll over. It's not like they roll over and one of those steel plates they use to cover the street when they're doing construction lands on your nuts. Big fat chicks actually probably better than some bony gymnast, actually, in terms of pure nut abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Drew?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They'll pierce that thing.
Now nuts aren't hanging right to left. They're hanging forward and backward now.
I know.
They got twisted.
I know, ridiculous.
Fat broad.
Of course.
She dropped her elbow right on it.
Body slam.
All 250 pounds, right on the point of that elbow.
Ball slam. But, look, if you have smashed in your testing, it swells, you got to see a urologist. You can fracture them. They can die. You can really get a bad problem from a smashed testicle, obviously. So get it checked out.
But Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Word up. What's happening? It's the love line. What up, G?
D.
D? What up, D? Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
We're in the hizzle for
Oh.
We're in the hizzle for chisel schnizzle.
And hizzle for chisel dizzle.
Dizzle.
You got any of Drew doing any of his gangster rap?
Snoop Doggy Doggy and Dr. Drew was at your dough.
Hizzle for chisel dizzle. No, that's stuff I did for the crane.
No, I need you guys to bring that in for me.
Oh, we got to bring that in? Drew, bring that in.
Where is it?
Kenny? You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, I got a question. I had sex with my girlfriend about a week ago, and we're both kind of drunk. I had my period, or she had her period, sorry.
Right.
And now I kind of got a rash on my testicles.
Uh-huh. And you think that has something to do with her having a period?
I don't know.
No. You've got jock itch or whatever, poison oak or something. Who knows? But it has nothing to do with her period.
It doesn't.
Just a red rash?
Yeah, it's red.
Hey, could he be allergic to her blood or something?
No way.
No.
The herpes can sometimes present as a red rash on the testes, but there's no. You don't know her to have herpes, right?
I don't believe she does.
Hey, look, you've been.
He's fine. Listen, you just got a little heat rash, buddy.
Get some Lotrimin or something over the counter. Just fungus cream.
Start talking up before you leave the house. All right.
All right.
Keep it nice and dry down there.
This is why 16-17-year-olds should not be having sex. They're like not prepared to manage the biological realities.
It is.
I got red on my pee-pee. Come on. She had bleed come out her poo-poo. It's like, oh, my God.
I made messy in my girlfriend's coo-hoo, and a year later, something came out of her, and it was crying, and it made me cry. So I tried to hurt it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what it's come to. Stephanie?
Hi.
17?
Yeah.
What's up?
They diagnosed me with bipolar, and at first they were giving me 60 milligrams of Geodone, and then they switched it to 100 milligrams of Zonegran. What's the difference?
What's the last one?
Zonegran?
Zonegran.
Well,
Zonegran.
You know, the Zonegran must be this brand. It's a brand new medicine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brand new. It's a brand new sort of anti-agitation, antipsychotic medication. That's what the Geodon
is,
too.
Got to get some of that.
You were pretty wild, huh?
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, they wouldn't have given her that if she wasn't pretty wild.
You know, high doses of Geodon. Did they check your heart and all? Because the Geodon can affect the heart electrical activity.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this new one I have never used. I know that I didn't know what the name was, but I know there's one that was just released very recently. That's supposed to be very good, actually. So it's whichever you feel more comfortable taking. You sound like you're calm and comfortable right now. Which one are you taking?
The Zonegran.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, good times, baby. Any any side effects?
Not really.
All right. Well, good. Nothing wrong with that.
You're just not on the ceiling anymore.
No.
Right. You must have gotten very manic.
Huh?
You got very, very manic-y, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Did you hear that caller Sue we had earlier this evening that was orgasming every time somebody touched her? Did you hear that call?
Yeah.
Did you have that kind of an experience?
Not really.
Not really.
Okay. All right. All right, baby. Sorry to bother you. Get back to your TV.
Okay.
Right. People are like, yeah. It's funny. It's like our listeners never want to give it up.
No.
They never, like, most times if people are on TV, you tell them a joke, they start laughing just because they know there's a camera on them.
Yeah.
It's like the medication made you feel pretty good, didn't it? Kind of. Well, you must have really had a problem if they gave you that strong dosage. Maybe. It's like, just give it up. Would you give it up? Just give it up once in a while for Dr. Drew over here, everybody. And listen, when I guess your loser boyfriend works at a go-kart track, and he does work at a go-kart track, go ahead and pipe up.
Yeah.
Say something like, wow, how did you know that?
How the hell did you come up with batting cage? Remember that one?
This one bitch called this show, and yes, I called her a bitch. Pain in my ass. She called this show, must have been a few years ago, and I said, look, she was talking about her boyfriend. She didn't say what
he did.
She
was complaining about him, remember?
Complaining about her boyfriend. I said, look, that loser's going to be working at the batting cage for the rest of his life. She's like, mm-hmm. And then we just moved on. And then about a minute later, I said, what does the guy do? And she's like, well, works at a batting cage. I was like, you never mentioned that, you know? She's like, yeah. You don't find it strange that I just guessed the bizarre profession of your boyfriend? Well, he works at a batting cage. Yeah. This is how retards work, by the way.
Yeah.
It's how kids work.
You're supposed to see the world through their eyes.
Yeah. A kid is basically a retard.
Yeah.
Essentially, right?
Yeah.
They don't want to do that. But, you know, when they go, when they have some 45-year-old adult and go, he has the mentality of a 7-year-old. Yeah. Well, what's a 7-year-old then? Is it a 45-year-old retard, right, Drew?
That's right.
It's the way I look at a 7-year-old. Jimmy?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
I believe you called us.
Oh, is this Dr. Drew?
Yeah. Okay, next.
Something happened to his phone right at that time.
Yeah,
let's try it again. Jimmy?
Yeah, sorry. I don't sound the same on the phone. Anyways, I'm going to tell you, Dr. Drew.
What does that
be? You're great.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Adam, you're hilarious. I laugh my head off to work, all the way to work every night.
Thank you, Jimmy.
What do you do late at night?
I manage a janitorial company.
Good times.
What is that beeping?
Oh, sorry. That's my phone. It's like retarded.
All right, what's up? What's your question, Jimmy?
Anyways, my question is, my girlfriend, like, every time she, like, gives me head, she complains about, like, the way the gum tastes. Mm-hmm. And I'm diabetic. I was just wondering if, like, the insulin, like, made any difference or anything
that's
like that.
It's an interesting question.
Tastes like janitor and a drum, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what about that, Drew?
What about? Is he on any other medications?
Mm-hmm.
You on an ACE inhibitor or anything?
No.
No other medication. You should be. Right?
Why?
I'm just on insulin.
I know, but you're juvenile diabetic, and you...
Yeah.
You see a diabetologist?
A dermatologist?
Diabetic specialist.
Yeah.
Didn't they want to put you on a what's called an ACE inhibitor or something to protect your kidney against kidney disease? They talk about that at all?
They didn't say anything like that.
They sized Jimmy up. It's like he's working at janitorial place.
I'm not that important.
Let's not waste the good drugs on the kid.
Oh, goodness.
And listen, when it's your time, right? Even if it's in, you know, mid-20s.
It makes sense to me that this could be something in your body fluids, but nothing you can really do about it.
What's the insulin, Drew?
What is insulin?
Yeah.
It's a peptide secreted by your pancreas that controls your blood sugar metabolism.
Well, no duh, but what if I were to drink it?
You were to drink it, it wouldn't be absorbed. You have to shoot it.
You have to shoot it?
Yeah.
You got to get in your blood?
Yeah.
Why is there certain things? Why if I have a shot of booze, it gets into my blood, but if a shot of insulin, it doesn't get into my blood?
Because some of the things, they break down in the stomach environment, in the acidic environment of the stomach.
What if I made like a insulin cocktail with like a tequila floater or something? You know what I mean? Just shot the whole thing
wouldn't
down.
Wouldn't work. Wouldn't go.
Wouldn't work?
No.
Still could be a good bar drink, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Called the Boozabetic. It's like one shot Captain Morgan's spiced rum, then a jigger of Cutty Sark, and 3 ounces of insulin.
12 units.
And I put it in a shaker and then... Huh?
You have your syringes out, you're squirting
syringe.
Insulin in.
Yeah, I would do one of these crazy theme bars where I like ring a cowbell and the kid leans his head back and I squirt this huge novelty syringe of my new Boozabetic drug into their mouth.
Uh-huh.
Ring the cowbell again. Then I get sued when some kid drives into a nursing home on the way home after celebrating his 21st birthday.
Nice.
All right. Well, it's not break time yet, is it?
No.
What's up, Anderson? Anderson's ready to break?
No.
I got some stuff to talk to you about and show you. Let's go.
Anderson wants Let's to show me something. All right, we're going to take a break. Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah.
Because we got to do the show for 2 hours no matter what.
Yeah.
We'll hang around for a little longer when we come back.
This time we'll just take one call over 3 minutes, take a break. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nah.
All right.
Line, everybody. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Anderson, play the. Can we play the end of that last public service announcement Drew and I were just listening to? Can you move that forward? I haven't picked on the public service announcements we play on this show in a while, but Drew and I have to sit here and listen to these god awful disasters every night about people getting shot. You know, every public service announcement is pretty much just this. It's like, all starts off the same way. Kids on a playground, la, 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 and then shotgun. That's what I hear. Like, Drew and I sit here and talk during the break, and you can faintly hear the public service announcements that are just played on a loop for the national feed, and it all sounds the same to me. It's like, la 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 la,
or
la 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 la. It's a, when I go to bed, that's all I hear. Just la, la, kids la, 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 on a playground and shotguns.
And the slowing down. Of
I'm going to stay out of trouble.
No, no, no.
Wait, I like that one too. Let's hear that one, because a lot of people, unfortunate people, just get to hear bad local commercials. You know, they don't get to hear these PSAs that we get to hear.
We must try.
Here it is.
Here's the one I like.
Malik Yoba.
Malik Yoba.
I play a cop on TV. I wrote this song because I need to see things change.
He wrote this song because this is the only time anyone would play it on the radio. I mean, let's be honest.
I was shot when I was 15.
He got shot at 15. But he survived.
There are 10 kids that don't.
Now, wait a minute.
You can do something.
He survived?
I don't know, Drew. You're ruining it for me. I didn't know if he made it or not. Malik survived. I like the very end of this, though, is my favorite part.
There are 10 kids that don't. Mm-hmm. And we can do something if we just try.
That's right.
Be brave enough to walk away from violence and those that push it. Make a pledge to yourself to turn away from guns as a solution
to solve the controversial part's coming up, Drew.
You can find smart, peaceful ways to settle arguments.
Here it comes.
I survived getting shot, but not everyone does.
Not everyone does.
Really?
No, evidently not.
He survived?
He did. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Now stop that, Anderson. Now you got me confused. Everyone survives being shot, but he didn't?
No, he did.
He survived being shot.
How could he be talking to us and have survived being shot?
What?
Yeah, he survived being shot, but then that's when he lost me. Not everybody does.
Shocking.
But name me one person that's died by being
Kennedy. It was always him. But that's it. But that's all I can name.
That's the second thing of.
But he did say not everyone does.
Yeah. Oh, here's my favorite one. Come on, play a little of that. Play a little of that one.
I don't even know where it is.
Come on, I want to hear the shots at the beginning. Oh, you can't find that one, Anderson?
I think I add the shots.
No, the shots have always been there.
Where have all the children?
Yeah, that's how I hear that. As soon as I close my eyes, I just hear Malik Yoba talking about not everyone surviving and shotguns going off with schoolyards. Play the good one. Play the good one where the two 40-year-olds who are sophomores in high school are talking about going to a party after the basketball game. Uh-huh. This is still my all-time
favorite. You got to make up your mind because you want me one, and then I find it. And
all right, well, play me the Where Have All the Children Gone with here the shooting. That's my favorite, too.
Every day, 10 children are killed by gunfire.
Everyone knows our 15-year-old listeners are into Peter, Paul, and Mary, too. No shooting yet?
You add that?
No, the shooting's got to start up.
Hey, Anderson added that.
He did not.
There's another one with gunshots.
Oh, there's another one with gunshots. All right, that isn't the one. Anderson. Oh.
I can't just search through.
I wish someone would shoot Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Wait, maybe it's the end here. Stop it.
Call 1-800-WE-PREVENT to find out what you can do.
Drew, we got to start calling one of those numbers to figure out what happened to Malik Yoba, why he survived.
We should call right now.
Yeah. We should call one of those. Call one of those, Anderson. Let's find out what they can tell us to do. I miss McGruff, the crime dog, telling us about the laptop computer theft. All right, Anderson, all I need to hear is the 40-year-olds who are going to go to the mixer after the basketball game. This is my favorite one. This is the, they couldn't get actors who were 16, evidently.
No.
They had to get a bunch of voiceover guys
it's
in their late 30s.
Yeah, it's the guys who wrote the commercial.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, sure. We got to start funding these things a little bit better.
Yeah?
Here it is.
Hey, what are you doing after the game?
Hey,
oh, there's a big party at Jason's. His parents are out of town, and there's going to be plenty to drink.
I think I'll pass.
You're going to pass up a party?
Well, yeah. More like I got to blow a guy.
Make the right choice. Underage drinking always
sounds
means
more
trouble.
Like trouble
it's
than a
dumb,
party.
It's dangerous, and illegal.
Yeah.
You're going to miss all the fun.
I'm going to stay out of trouble.
A public service message from the National That'll Association of Broadcasters.
Yeah. That's motivating young people, you see? That's how that works.
What'd they do? Like, they build a time machine to go back to the 50s so they could write that one? They hammer that thing out on old Smith Corona?
I think Mr. Tate wrote that one.
That's the most ridiculous commercial. But you're trying to talk to like an inner city youth in 2003, and you got a couple of dorks going, sounds more like trouble. And by the way, he says there's going to be a party there and plenty to drink. Oh, that's trouble. What a puss. And by the way,
here it is.
Yeah. It's my favorite.
Ten kids die by gunfire every day. Help stop the violence.
Never has ten kids dying been more funny, Drew.
Not one more lost life. Not one more.
I was blind, but now I see.
That's one of the dead ones.
A public service message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition,
the
Ad Council.
All right.
Here we go. Back to
the call. No parties. And let's all stop shooting the babies.
All right, there you go.
All right, that's what we've learned. Yeah. All right. And if you want more information on how not to shoot kids, you can call that 800 number.
That's right. They'll help you.
Yeah. So, like, retarded parents calls like, hey, I got a 5-year-old and a 9-year-old. I'm thinking about shooting the 9-year-old. Is that cool or no? Oh, okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hi, I'm Adam Carolla. You know, I kid a lot on the radio and on television, but cornholing's no laughing matter. Thank you. Daisy?
Yes.
You're 22?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
I'm having a lot of problems here lately. Mm-hmm. For about 2 years, I've been dealing with the medical problems as far as pseudo seizures go.
Uh-oh.
And
you were abused in some way?
Yes. Okay. It's just now coming out. I didn't have any memories of it before. I was adopted whenever I was 3 days old, and my parents have always been together, but my mom, I guess, doesn't know anything about this.
About what?
About my dad abusing me whenever I was younger.
And when did that end?
I remember it all the way up until I left.
When did you leave?
Whenever I was 18.
Whenever you were 18?
Yes. And.
All right.
So it was just me, my mom, and dad. I don't have any brothers.
Your father sexually abused you from the time you could remember up until the time you were 18.
Yes.
And now you're 22.
Right. Well, I guess I blocked that out as far as the doctors have told me, the psychiatrist and everything.
Well, the one thing about pseudo-seizures is when you've had bad trauma, I sort of think of pseudo-seizures as a way people who dissociate experience panic attacks. Intense anxiety. They have these sort of fits.
Yeah.
And it's just what your brain does when it doesn't have any other way of processing it. And so you need to, you need a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you talk to your dad?
No. I'm scared of him because I went to a funeral about a month ago. My grandma died, and I had to go down there to see him. And it's the first time I've seen him in almost 2 years since I've been going through this.
Why'd you leave home?
Dad was effing her.
Well, there you
do
go.
What?
Yeah.
What made you leave home? How'd you get out of this?
I started going to college, and he became real abusive as far as physically. Mm. And I met my husband now, and then I moved up to northeastern Oklahoma, way away from him.
Okay, we're worried about your new husband.
He's great.
Really?
Yeah.
He really put up with me.
We're worried that he could be he could be a perpetrator for your kids, though.
You guys don't have any kids, do you?
No.
Good.
We have no kids.
Right, no kids.
Don't have kids.
And we don't want to have kids till later.
Yeah, much wait later. A while. Mom, yeah.
When your pseudo seizures stop, think how that would freak your kids out.
Yeah.
Right. When I quit falling down and hitting my head on crap all the time.
All right. Well, listen, you owe nothing to your dad. You should hate him. He's a criminal.
Except you should.
I know, and I do, and I feel guilty still because my mom's still in that house. And my mom,
does she know what happened?
I've just recently told her. And
what'd she say?
Well, she kind of denied it and thought that Shane, my husband, put it in his head.
Doesn't your mom piss you off for being that way? Yeah, all right.
All right. And they adopted you, right?
Yes.
Good. Screw both of them.
Well, I wanted to know, is there any way that I can, do something to my dad as far as, he's real big into business and banking.
Wow.
And a little town here in Oklahoma, he's been named the guy of the town or whatever.
Ooh. Damn, see, I never trust those guys.
And
They always molest.
No, I want to bring you down. I want to make it to where none of my cousins, because we have a real tight-knit family.
Right, well, here's the deal. Don't worry so much about acting out your anger, because that is going to tend to be a sort of unsatisfactory experience for you. I think what you need to focus on is making sure he doesn't victimize anybody else. And so, yeah, you make a report, sure. I don't know if you can prove anything. I don't know if you have a case. Nothing's really been documented, but of course, you make sure that something is recorded about this guy.
When you adopt a kid and then pretty much just have sex with the kid from zero to the time the kid goes off to college, are you just adopting this kid so you can have sex with it?
I don't know. I don't quite understand what goes people.
Like what you know, when you're adopting as a male, do you then see your new 2-month-old and decide, oh, it's a good time to have sex, or does it dawn on you? Like, why are you adopting?
I'm not sure it really is sexual in the way that adult experience sex. It's sort of it's confused affection and physical closeness and stuff.
All right. Really, so he's a good guy.
Yeah.
We'll be back. That's what I'm talking about. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's get back to the phones now and speak to Rachel, who's 23. Rachel?
Yes?
What's up, baby doll?
How you doing?
Good.
Good. So my roommate has ants in her pants.
Mm-hmm.
She has ants in her pants.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, when she wakes up in the morning, she wakes up about an hour before I do and takes a shower, and like she'll leave her underwear on the floor or whatever, which is no big deal. And then when I get up to take a shower, there's ants in her pants.
In her underwear?
In her underwear.
Maybe those are crabs.
No, they're not crabs. They're little black ants.
It's like
so I'm just wondering, like,
In the hour it takes her to get going, after she tosses her undergarments on the floor, ants pile on into them?
Like, I don't know where they come from. And it doesn't, like, we've tried to put them in the bathtub.
Does your new house have ant problems?
Yeah.
No.
Well, hang on. No, not you, Rachel. Yeah, ants are amazing that way.
Ants are...
Yeah. People probably can't appreciate it. It's a Southern California problem. It's like we've all built on some sort of ant...
Burial
sacred
ground.
Sacred ground. Yeah, they emerge and they just attack.
I was talking... I'm working on a new house, and I was up there with the heating and air guy and my electrician guy having a little powwow in the driveway under the tree. And my electrician was just sort of, there's a tree with a low branch on it, and he had his hand propped on it, and he was sort of leaning on it, sort of just putting his palm on it, leaning.
Covered with
ants. We're all just having a conversation, and about halfway into it, he lifted his hand and sort of looked at it. It was black with ants. He started whipping it around frantically, and brushing them all off. And then I looked at the tree branch, and the tree branch was swimming in ants, who were in some sort of crazed dance. Like, they weren't in a single file line, just millions of ants going a million miles an hour. And ants are weird in that they sort of follow some sort of weird earth rhythm or something. Like, there are times when they're not around. There are times when they're just sort of single file. There are times when they're spread out. And there are times when all of them are going berserk.
And they're all out.
They get frenzied.
Yeah, they're all going somewhere.
They're like black kids in a public pool. They go berserk. They go berserk, Drew. You know what I'm talking about. That's that Coolio got me going during the break.
Yeah.
I know, where are we?
Six,
yeah. But then other times they're not. I don't know what they respond to. They get fevered.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I got a big beehive up at my new house.
Oh, I saw
trying
that.
To kill it with spray.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
They're all frenzied. I'm hanging my hand out the window of the second floor and trying to spray this crap on them. Bees are flying all over the place.
They didn't even. They just laughed at that, didn't they?
I don't know what it. What is that?
I saw that. It's like that. What's that yellow stuff that they're all attached to there?
That's they create? That's the foam. I told my buddy to go up on the roof and spray foam in their hole.
Oh,
that's great. He's like, you want me to do what? Like, get up on the roof, get that expanding polyurethane foam, put the end of the thing into their hole that they're in. They're in a hole in the top of the house,
like a vent.
And fill it up. And he's like, I'm going to need a crash helmet, he told me.
Crash helmet?
I don't know. He used to keep bees, the guy. Rachel?
Yeah.
So have you told your girlfriend about this, your roommate?
Oh, yeah, she knows.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't she, like, put her underwear on the sink or hang them up?
Well, we've tried. Like, we'll put them in the bathtub to wash them off, and the ants just keep coming. But she also, like, she's very prone to yeast infections. So I'm just wondering if maybe she has a lot of sugar down there. Or
ants, I'll tell you where ants go. I've noticed ants not being huge fans of the sugar, but they're fans of the meat. They go nuts.
Down there.
All right, she's got a radio on. Here's what I mean. You take some bacon fat and drop it on the counter. Mm. Ants will go after, run right by the sugar bowl and go nuts on the ants will eat anything, but I think they're carnivorous for the most part. I mean, they like flesh.
I guess, but I'm just thinking.
Think about how ants go nuts on like a dead moth or something.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you watch cartoons where the cake gets up and walks away. Twinkle, 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 at the picnic.
Right.
But the reality is ants like flesh.
Yeah.
Look at those big talons up front, you know?
Yeah. But I'm just thinking, you know, for the ant to sort of zero in on a target, some scout's got to find it and take it back and say, here's the goods, guys.
Yeah.
They must have ants everywhere already.
Yeah.
They need to kind of take care of their ant problem.
All right.
Not the underwear problem.
Yeah. That's an interesting hypothesis, though. And it was unclear whether she left the panties overnight or she just dropped them to get in the shower.
I said within the time it took her to get in the shower, the ants attack? Yes. And she said they even throw it in the bathtub. They find it in the bathtub.
Yeah, chicks are retarded, notorious liars, though. You know, it happened one time.
Yeah.
Okay. Ben?
Yeah?
You're 27?
Yeah.
What's up?
I actually was wanting to record my question, and you guys are already off here in Colorado. Can I get a copy of... what we talked
no.
about? No.
I don't know. What?
You can listen tomorrow night.
You want us to send you out a tape?
Yeah.
Let me explain something, Ben. This show doesn't do anything.
Right.
Is incapable of doing anything.
B.
It's a really good question.
Yeah. Well, hang on. B, you can listen to it tomorrow night and record it. C, this call must be bogus based on the way you're approaching it. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
My wife's even here to, like, back me up.
True. But here's the reality of the show. There's no T-shirts.
No, I know.
There's no coffee mugs.
No.
There's no nothing.
There's zero.
Okay? And the only time anyone gets a recording of a show is if the cops call producer Ann and want a tape of the show after I've been talking to Heidi Fleiss.
About their behavior.
Yeah. And the reality is if I called Ann and told her I needed a copy of any of the shows, she wouldn't give it to me. But if the cops call, she gets a one right to them. All right, go ahead, Ben.
All right. My wife and I were wondering if there's any way that she can stimulate me anally by, massaging my prostate gland.
You need this taped, wife, so your kids can hear it in a few years? Okay.
But it is a serious question.
All right, I understand that.
I was getting some anal tonight, and she wants to do something to me anally because I do it to her anally, and I don't really think that there's going to be any enjoyment for me.
So no.
Wait a minute.
I'm letting her do that.
You were doing something to her tonight.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
she,
we had the full on tonight.
But she's never done anything to you.
Not.
Yeah, but because she likes anally. It. But because... Well, he's got an affection for that word. You know.
Well, I'm trying to be clean.
I know, but I love when people do that, too. It's like, you've done stuff to her anally, but she's never done anything to you. Well, not anally. Yeah, jackass, that's what I'm talking. I'm on the topic of your anus. Why is that so confusing to people? Yeah, like, I'm suggesting they never made out. He's been cornholing her savagely the entire evening. Okay, here's the thing. Savage Cornhole. That's going to be the name of my next band.
But her thing is the reason that she thinks he must like it if she likes it. And this is the gravest mistakes that men and women make, is that somehow they believe that because I like this, therefore my partner of the opposite sex would like it as well. Whatever that is. Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Grave error to think that way.
Well,
men do not like that part of their body messed with. A few do. That guy is relatively rare.
And I might argue, now let's talk about this, Drew. It's a good topic.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about guys who are in the the Brown Rose Club. Mm-hmm. They like to nail women in the ass.
The Brown Rose sort of mm-hmm. image mm-hmm. was presented for the first time two nights ago.
Yes.
Where did you pick that one up?
It's been
Kimmel's?
Around.
It's Kimmel's.
No. It's been around for a long time. All right. Many years.
You never used it until two nights ago.
Well, that's the beauty of me.
All right.
That's why I need a cologne named after me.
The Brown Rose?
Just Brown Rose. Comes in an ass-shaped bottle with a cork in it.
Oh, my God.
But here's the thing. We talk about guys who like doing it to girls.
Yes.
And we say, they like to say, oh, it feels better because it's tighter.
BS.
But look, if that felt better than when you beat off, you just get your dork in a stranglehold, right? You try to crush it.
Right.
No, that doesn't feel better. When you beat off, you create some friction, you create some pressure, but it's not like you're trying to get the cap off a pickle jar or something. You're not trying to tear the head of your dick off, right?
Usually not.
No, so don't give me that. It's tighter BS. You like it because it's deviant and because...
Oh, we had this discussion.
It's causing some displeasure and a little pain. Here's a combination. No,
Guys have a thing about hurting a little bit women with the penis. They like to do that. Right?
They like the degradation factor. They like the deviant factor.
I can't get my head around that part right now.
Sure. A lot of guys are... Look, guys love the naughty.
Yeah, but when does sex have to be deviant?
Most guys like a little sprinkling of this is naughty.
Why?
It's just the way society laid things out.
Now you're back to the man making it...
I'm just saying, I can't believe this is an eye-opener for a guy like you. I mean, here's the deal. You're a man of exquisite passion. We've touched on that many times. You like sex because you're an animal. Right. You like the physical sensation of intercourse.
Right.
A lot of guys enjoy the physical pleasure of it, but they also like the psychological component of it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all over the place. The conquest, the chase... You know, there's all these guys.
I can get my head around the sort of power and control aspect that guys like, but what does deviant do?
Well, because society, for all these years, at least this Western culture we live in, has said women are prim and proper, and they're supposed to ride side saddle
so
and be
women.
Virgins.
They're angry at women. That makes sense.
And not be, you know.
Right, it's not naughty. It's like hey, I'm going to act out a little bit on this woman.
Well, there's women. Women are supposed, you know, we've had this really mixed relationship with women. That's sort of, you know, Madonna whore kind of thing, where on one hand, we want sex on the first date. On the other hand, we want to marry a virgin, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's this weird dichotomy that has been sort of all these sort of weird messages that were sort of trucked into a lot of males' minds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you grew up watching, you know, watching the Brady Bunch and, you know, people sleeping in separate beds you're watching stump porn on the internet.
You know, last time we had this discussion, Engineer Ken was in there laughing his fool ass his head off.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he's important to him.
He's a man of... The anus?
Yeah.
Anderson likes... likes
your ass, Adam. Let's move on. Let's not talk about Ken.
All right. Here's my point. True. Where it happened to your couth?
I'm just...
Okay, listen to me. Guys like it a little naughty. They like the naughty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I think there's a certain amount of women that like that, too.
I understand. I think I'm getting it.
And I think the gay population that likes the anal sex is into sort of the naughty, deviant part of it, too.
Yeah, it's a little I'll show you kind of naughty, right?
It's... If my mom could see what we were doing, she would plot. Okay?
Okay.
That's what the gays are all about, which is my mom would keel over and die if she walked in and saw what I was doing to this guy. So I'm going to see what I could hypothetically do to him that would make my mom S herself. Grab her heart and plot. Right? And that's about 90% of it. The other guys just want to get a BJ. They're freaked out by chicks. They don't like chicks. They want a nice BJ. So I think all the stuff around the anus is sort of deviant. It's how you get a reaction out of somebody. All right, but this doesn't work on the guys.
No.
From the women.
No.
Because there's nothing in it for them.
What percentage of guys do you think like their prostate gland massage? What percent?
I don't know any who like
I'm
it.
I'm gonna write down a number. You see if it's the same. All right. Same one.
All right. You're writing a number down?
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna say 8%. Drew wrote down 1%. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, imagine
8% is still 80 million guys, 8 million guys, something like that.
80 million.
8 million. Guys. 8 million. I was thinking of the world. But.
Okay. All right. Adam. Drew, watch. What? Don't move around. I can't hear my headphones right when you move around.
I'm not moving around.
Not right. You.
Oh.
What's up?
Oh, well, yeah. I've had a lot of past relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, not to say a lot, but a few. And all the girls I wound up are... Sorry.
Mm-hmm. He waited for 96 minutes.
Yeah.
Prepping himself for that.
Yeah. You know, we do this show where we're supposed to take calls and I'm not supposed to blab on so much.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we talk to one of our callers and I think, I got to tell another high school football story. I'm just kicking equipment now because my headphones have gone bad. Drew, what is it you're doing to my headphones? Is when you rock, when you... Oh, there it is. There's something in here. When you move around... I fix it. Here's the thing about this place where we work, which is it's all fine until a guest puts its feet up or leans back or Drew puts his knee up and then catches some of the wiring. This console we have has a bunch of loose wires that just travel underneath it. They get hit and stuff goes out. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Carla?
Uh-huh.
You're 19?
Yeah, I'm 19.
What's up? Mm-hmm. What's the problem?
Okay, I got an STD last year. I guess I got it in November. I didn't know I had it until December. I got HPV.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I haven't slept with anyone, and I got treatment for it and went away physically, but I know it stays inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently had sex about 2 days ago, and I didn't use a condom. And I was wondering what the chances are of me passing it on.
100%.
No, it's not 100%. Yeah, there's a 100% chance Drew has warts, and that's why he wants the entire world to have warts.
It's 100%. I mean, it's
no,
I'll
it's
tell
not
you what,
100%.
Listen, it's 50-50 that he had it already.
No, it's not 50-50 that he had it already. Yeah, Drew's great. Drew's like 50% of people living in an urban population between the ages of 15 and 55, blah, blah, blah. Made me $100 bet that I had something on my dork, pulled it out pristine. That's, still got that new dork smell.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's not 50%. Drew's gonna
50% of sexually adolescent girls have been exposed to HPV.
Exposed.
And their pap will show mild abnormalities as a result.
Exposed. That doesn't mean
half. The pap is changing because they have the virus.
Exposed.
50%. I just pulled out a little article I had sitting here. From
between 30 and 50%? Go ahead.
Noted that 50%
exposed
have been exposed, and that their pap will then show mild abnormalities.
Yeah, that doesn't mean the
50%. Some students even go so far as say that more than half have been exposed.
Some students.
Some. What does it say?
Retards.
Some studies. I beg your pardon. Go farther.
Exposed does not mean have it.
Yes.
No. It would say that. Thank you, Carla.
Some more.
Uh-huh.
All right. So. There's a decent chance you gave it to this chap.
Okay.
All right, so now, but what? Should she call him, Drew? Drew's not listening.
Well,
reading
she
it.
Should, yeah.
How do you know this guy?
I've known him for a while. I met him last year.
Yeah? Why isn't he your boyfriend?
Because neither of us want to settle down.
He doesn't want to settle down.
No, I don't either.
No.
Not with him. Not with him.
Why are you sleeping with him then?
I don't know. It just happened.
What's the matter? You got that little girl voice. Were you molested?
No.
Huh?
No abuse or anything?
No abuse?
Well, when I was younger, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, that doesn't count. I was talking about in the future. What happened to you?
Yeah, I was molested when I was younger.
Ah.
How did we know?
Shocking. Who did this?
A relative in the family.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. How old were you? Eight?
No, I was seven.
Oh, my God. I was about to say seven or eight. It was weird. I did an eight, and then I thought, a little bit younger. All right, so we're way off.
Yeah.
How about some therapy?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Uh-huh. I think you need to.
Are you in school now?
Yeah, I'm in school.
How old was this relative at the time?
He was in his late teens.
Yeah, that's a big deal when you're seven.
Yeah.
That's a grown up.
Go on to the.
Have you told anybody yet?
I didn't tell anyone until about 3 years later. I told my mom.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because he had done it to someone else, and so she asked me if he had ever done anything to me.
Wow.
Yeah, and I told her.
Where's he now?
He's still around.
Never gotten any kind of trouble for it?
Not really.
Why not?
I don't know.
All right. Well, he learned his lesson, I'm sure. Probably has a few kids of his own, right? Does he have kids?
No, he doesn't.
Good. Good. Well, maybe he'll die tragically.
You're in school down there in San Diego. Go into the student health services, mental health services, ask for somebody to talk to, and go forward. All right?
Okay.
All right. And a little therapy, too.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I was talking about our HPV. I thought you were talking about our HPV.
Yeah, that needs to be. That's already under.
Yeah. Jeez, you can just hear that voice.
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah, well, not something to us. Chris?
I'm still looking for this data for
you. You're 18? Drew's busy looking up stuff. Drew will not rest until the entire world has a wart on its door.
That's okay.
Go ahead, Chris.
All right. About 2 weeks ago, me and my girlfriend were having sex. About 25 minutes into it, the condom broke, but I had not finished it all. I had finished about a 40, so I was quite buzzed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I was just kind of wondering, what are the chances on her getting pregnant from that?
Not high, but there is a possibility.
Why isn't it high?
Why isn't it high? He didn't ejaculate. It was all pre-cum.
Like, it was seriously, like, it was dry.
I see.
Like, I pulled that, and it was just like...
Okay.
I thought I heard a pop noise when I pulled that thing off.
All right. Well, good. Must have smelled great, you and your 40 of Mickey's breath on top of her. All right, well, you're fine. You're fine. It ever worries me that you're living in Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you know how that goes. Reeferside.
Yeah, it's bad times over there. You got to get out of that place.
I'll try.
Yeah. I was explaining to somebody yesterday about my theory. We haven't talked about it in a while.
But before you
numbering
went there,
the
just,
cities.
His girlfriend ought to get the morning after pill just to be safe.
Really?
Yep.
Try condom.
Yep.
I don't like the fact that... Riverside, which is a dump, would sound pretty good if you were living in Beaver Falls in Pennsylvania and you were thinking about moving out here. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Pardon.
Panorama City, Sun Valley, Hawaiian Gardens, all assholes. But sound great. Sound like paradise. I mean, hell, I'd move. If I was living out on the East Coast and someone said, I can get you a nice apartment in Hawaiian Gardens in Los Angeles, sign me up. When I'm in charge, Drew, numbers. Everyone gets a number. Every city gets a number.
From the most pretty.
That's right. If you're Sun Valley, you're number 578.
Yeah.
You're not Sun Valley 578.
No, you're
just 578. Yeah. Hawaiian Gardens can stop resting on its laurels and get busy.
Yeah, I had
to get yourself up to 400.
I took my daughter to an ice skating rink the other day at 7 o'clock in the morning on the weekend to a Panorama City.
That's another asshole.
I mean, do you think, ooh, panorama? What are we going to see there when we get there?
Let me tell you what your panorama view of. Junk. Yeah, if you think your panorama is nice, if you like looking at rusted out cars and sofas on lawns, that's what you get. Yes, Panorama City would be 733. It'd be real easy. Then the good folks at Panorama City could rally, see if we could get up to the sixes next year.
Yeah, some way to quantify where you sit, where you stand.
That's right.
Try to move it up the scale, right, sure.
Yeah, we'd base everything on it. Then I'd be like, I'd be the czar. I'd be the guy who gave the numbers out every year.
And, so you'd, be, like, and you'd be cracking the whip, too. But you'd have to get them to move their ass, as you say, also.
No, I'd just sit home, and all of a sudden, like, no four-wheel drive would show up from Panorama City Nissan. I want you to have this. All these fruit baskets and stuff.
Yeah,
Hawaiian Gardens would send over some hookers and coke.
Policy. What happened to that?
Well, that's the only thing I would do.
Part of the czar position.
Yeah, and I'd go scout, and I'd have my own bizarre criteria. I'd be like, yeah, crime is down. You make a valid point, but you installed some cameras at the traffic lights.
And three more left turn signals.
And I didn't see a batting cage as I drove through, so we're going to have to adjust that. Yeah, you may drop a few in the points. Yeah, that'd be fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'd appreciate it. If you're moving to Michigan,
mm-hmm.
You'd want a numerical system for how good the cities were. Get a grade, right? Like a restaurant.
Why are they so different out here? You go to Michigan,
everything's the same.
Pretty much the same.
All right, well, that's diversity, Drew. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, hey, hey! It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla, and that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. What night is it? Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good times. Well, let's rock, buddy. What do you say?
Huh?
Scott?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Scotty.
Love the show, guys. Long time listener, first time caller, you know.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, hey,
Yeah.
I heard you guys talking about, with the other caller, about guys who are concerned about getting a little action up the anus, and just wanted to let the other guy know that it's all good.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, I don't know about that 1% figure, Dr. Drew. I'd have to disagree. I'd kind of go more with Adam on that one.
Yeah. 8%?
Yeah, around 8.
Well, whatever it is, it's a significant minority, and the rest of us don't want to be burdened with that crap. Women believing that's something that men enjoy when a tiny percentage of men are into it and the rest are totally aversive.
That's true. I got them broads trying to stick candlesticks up my ass because you guys are into it.
And then Cosmo picks up on it. One of the editors had a boyfriend who was like, no. Scott, and that's got to be it. That's the answer for all males.
Well, listen, Scott, let's talk about this for a second.
Okay.
What is it specifically that you like as far as the ass play goes?
Well, let me first start off by kind of describing how I got into it. This one girlfriend I had at one time said, hey, you should try masturbating, and right as you come, you know, stick your finger up there and see if you like it.
Okay.
And I, you know, it's kind of like the don't drink, you know, you tell don't drink them what's in tell people don't drink what's in this cup or whatever, and then they go ahead and drink it because, I mean, once they've been told not to, you have to, you know.
Yeah. But that is a hold on, that is a pathological
drinking.
Yeah.
Horrible example of that. Don't touch the statue at the art museum when you put the rope around it. The kids are going to go up and touch it.
The
don't drink this.
The forbidden tree.
Yeah, but
I'm fine with not drinking something.
So when grown-ups do that,
because it's the guy's tobacco spit cup usually or something.
When grown-ups do that, though, that is a little bit pathological.
Okay. Well, anyways.
Another example. Sorry.
So now you put the finger in the ass.
But so anyway, at home one night, tried it at home, and actually the reason I like it is actually because it does feel good. It feels like your entire lower body is coming, not just one place. It really was incredible.
And all right.
At first, I told her I wasn't going to do it. All right. I was, you know, so hesitant to do it. But once I did it,
I may have turned the corner on this.
No, it's him.
Try sometime.
Drew, how do you know it's not you, a man of such exquisite passion?
My lower half's already taking part in this.
I don't know. So now do you put pressure on the prostate?
Yeah, it just kind of come up a little towards, you know, the front when you have a finger. You don't even have to get past the first knuckle. I mean, we're not talking sticking, like, a whole fist in.
The first knuckle or the first...
Well, the first knuckle, maybe an inch in.
Really?
That doesn't need much. Just to put some pressure. Like if the shaft of your penis extended all the way in a line.
Now you're not even through what's called the anal verge if you're just in this. To
you
the
just
verge.
Hold on. You
finger dirty unless you didn't wipe.
Listen, you stick in the tip of your finger in your ass is not massaging any prostate or any, you're not getting any business. You gotta get your finger up in there.
Maybe it's just a tiny bit farther, or maybe it's not the prostate that I'm massaging.
All right. You're massaging your Duke.
He's just hitting the
he just barely cracked.
He's not
Drew,
even.
Don't throw your arm around it. Screws my headphones up.
He's not even past what's called the anal verge. I'll get your picture here.
There you go. What is it? What's about radio? What radio school tells you to just do these sort of Mussolini type moves up? Is that another thing? Drew holds his hand up to demonstrate something, and then when he's done, his arm goes limp. Pop, just lands on it. Plop. knocking right. stuff over all night, banging into
here's
stuff.
Here's where he is. Look, here's the picture.
Yeah.
Prostate's. Wait a minute. Look where the prostate is.
You can't lower your arm. You have to just drop it.
That's right.
All right, go
this,
ahead.
This is where he's messing around right here.
He's messing around just
here's
the opening.
Here's the prostate way up here. Think how much further that is in here.
Right. Drew showed me a guy they saw in half, and they're showing me his ass. You get up. Oh, the prostate's not in there. You got to push through the wall.
Yeah, you got to push up in here.
You got to push through what?
I mean, he's right here. He's down in here.
He's down in the opening.
Yeah.
He's standing
he's not
in the doorway.
Even getting into, yeah.
Like it's an ass earthquake.
Right.
Supposed to stand in that doorway. Stand in the doorway. Idiots. All right. Now that I know how houses are built, who cares?
What do you mean?
Standing in the doorway doesn't do anything.
Really?
There's nothing above you anyway.
To fall down?
Not really.
Yeah.
The doorway's got a 4x4 going across to pick up a couple of joists, but there's nothing going on.
Mm.
You don't have to get in a doorway. I don't know when all that doorway discussion came around. I think people have sort of gotten rid of it. I was like, if anything happens, run for the doorway.
Well, imagine if you're in
a nuclear device, run for dirty bomb. Run for the doorway, everybody.
But if you're in like an office building or something, and there's stuff that can fall down through the...
Yeah, if you're in an office building. But office buildings don't have reinforced doorways either.
Yeah.
They
just a metal
frame. It's got one of those timely frames that just stuck onto some steel studs that are just sheet metal. Blair?
Yeah.
Let's face it, we're doomed. You're 36. What's up?
Well, in those 36 years, I've never enjoyed sex, and I always... thought that it was just in my head, you know, from a weird mom and ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to get a genital piercing a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the piercer said he didn't know how to do it because my hood was so huge.
That had to be a delightful conversation to have with a stranger. He's got a peacock tattooed
awkward.
On his neck.
So I don't know if it's possible to shorten the hood or, I mean, even oral doesn't work.
So your clitoris is like a druid? Thank you.
It's just hiding, yeah.
I don't think that's going to do it. That's like a guy saying, I've got to be circumcised or I'm not gonna have an orgasm.
I think the reason you've had a difficult time with sex is your difficult life.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to make any difference. I really,
really?
Don't. No.
What happened to you? Abuse?
No, not abused.
What happened?
Sunshine family.
Something bad happened to you.
What happened?
I don't know, nothing.
Well, come on, you're 36, you're getting your hood pierced. You got to be, something screwed you up. And well, you sound like 10 miles of bad road.
Because I wanted to get a genital piercing just because I thought maybe I could wake up that area a little bit, you know, make me think about it.
Nah, what happened? Where's your dad?
He's at home with mom. They're still together and we're a close family.
What happened?
I know you want to hear something, but nothing happened.
What, they said you had a fun family?
No, I said the sunshine family.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I guess that's a negative thing to an extreme, you know. It's hard. They make all the decisions for you, a typical Christian family, and you don't grow up very independent.
Yeah.
Yeah, mom put some thoughts in my head about how sex is just for the guy.
Yeah. Mm. And Ooh. You say your first husband was abusive?
Yeah.
What kind of abuse?
Verbal and emotional. It was only physical once.
All right.
And your parents were not neglectful or abusive in any way?
They were not, no.
Okay. Yeah. So you got out of this first relationship because the guy was abusive?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Yeah, I didn't hang around for that.
You've never had an orgasm?
No.
Hmm.
Uh-uh. Maybe if I was sleeping, but I don't know if that counts. You
no,
know,
it doesn't. Dream. What about on your own?
No.
Never been able to induce one. What? Nothing through oral sex.
Right, not even that.
Hmm. What do you do for a living?
A secretary.
Uh-huh. You have any kids?
No, I don't have any kids.
All right. What's up? Everything okay?
Well, I'd like to know why I don't enjoy sex at all.
Are you on any medication?
I'm on antidepressant.
All right, well, you can't...
That'll do it.
That shuts you down completely.
Yeah, but I've only been on that a couple of years. I've had this problem since I first discovered sex at about 17.
Well, you should be talking who's ever prescribing the medication to put you on something that can help you. Maybe you've been depressed all that, maybe you've been dysthymic all that time, and now your moods are better, but they put you on medicine that have blocked your ability to function sexually.
Yeah, and also, there's a difference between not being able to have an orgasm and not being able to enjoy sex. You keep saying, I haven't been able to enjoy sex, which means there's some psychological component to this whole thing.
Totally different, yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay, so don't get caught up in the enormous hood. All right, and really, just a strange guy?
What?
Just some random piercer?
Random guy is giving you the piercing?
No. No, he's a professional.
Yeah, but just some guy
I know he's not some bum you picked up off the street. I just mean he's not a friend of yours.
No, he's not a friend of mine, but he came recommended by friends of mine. Mm.
And you just, now how does it work? You just go over to the piercing place.
Well, I already had genital piercings done last September.
No, somebody, somebody must have hit you growing up.
No.
No one ever.
You never got molested by some camp counselor or something over at church camp?
No.
Something's up with you.
I know,
but something more. Really? Never got sexually abused?
What?
Never got sexually abused?
I don't think so.
No one ever touched you or anything?
Is it possible I wouldn't remember?
Yeah, I mean, it happens, but...
All right. Okay. So you already had a genital piercing?
Yeah, I got that last September.
Well, that didn't help, did it?
Are you an addict?
An addict?
Yeah.
No, I smoke cigarettes. That's about it.
So you thought you had a genital piercing, so you thought if you got another genital piercing, it would wake things up?
Yeah, I thought it would. I won't get it.
No.
See, wait, this is...
That's weird. I mean, why would getting a hood piercing... You already had a what kind of piercing?
Labia
piercing. Oh, Jesus.
This sort of smacks of what's called somatic dissociation. When kids are sort of abused at a very young age, they're kind of cut off from that part of their body. They don't feel things normally. And they will often, those people, the ones that will choose piercings and things as a way of sort of acting out and trying to get that area going.
It's also a way, it's like they're going to jump start it.
Yeah,
like they physically cannot feel their genitalia.
They're disconnected from it. It's somatic dissociation.
You want to put a spike through it? Yeah, go ahead. I can feel it.
Yeah.
It's like that scene in Mr. Deeds, the Adam Sandler movie. He said he had a frostbite on his foot.
Oh,
so
right. Got
he
it.
Let his, yes. Did you see that movie?
She stomped
just
through the
do
ice.
It! It's hilarious. He let his butler put a fireplace poker actually through his foot to the point where it stuck it to the ground. Very realistic writing.
Fascinating. It's creative.
It's funny. Well, I'll tell you, that's funny. If I had a foot that had frostbite and I had no feeling on it, I would let people take a auger bit with a power drill and just drill up through my through into my heel.
Of course.
Yeah. As a doctor, that's fine if you don't feel it, right?
Yeah, if you don't feel it, you just keep walking around with it and, you know.
It's funny. All right, we'll be
then
back.
Then it gets infected. And
but it's funny.
Then you have to get your foot amputated a little
but
bit.
But it's funny. We'll be back. Yeah. What is going on, everybody? It's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Hey, forget about that phone number, Drew.
Mm-hmm. I will.
All right. Let's talk to Leah, who's 22. Leah?
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, my. I can't believe I finally got through. I don't know. Like, I have a whole bunch of things, but I got to kind of try to, narrow it down here. I don't know. I just moved out here.
What number would Torrance be?
Torrance?
Torrance?
Let me check my list. 367.
Yeah. All right.
Go ahead.
It's not up there, is it?
No.
No, but where'd you move out from?
Pennsylvania.
See, if you'd known Torrance was 367, you wouldn't have chosen Torrance.
Oh, I didn't actually choose
But they do have that ice rink with the phony alpine landscape in front of it.
That's why it's 367. It was 421 last year until they brought the ice rink with the fake alpine.
I don't even know about the ice
diorama into it. Well, you're not getting your full number usage out of your city then. But go ahead.
Basically, I just moved out here less than a month ago with my mother.
Basically, I've been living with her since forever. I had a kid when I was 16, who unfortunately has cerebral palsy, who doesn't walk, doesn't talk, doesn't sit up, doesn't do anything on his own.
Oh, my goodness.
I also have a daughter who's going to be one in July.
Yeah.
I unfortunately also have a history of drug and alcohol problems.
Okay.
Are you
in recovery?
Why'd you crank out another kid? You already had the kid
at
16.
What? I mean, I can't say that I regret it now because I love her to death, but I don't know.
So now what's...
You know, it kind of happened in the midst of craziness,
Okay, what are you doing with your drug and alcohol disorder now? What are we doing with that?
Moving out here, I relapsed and...
So you've been in the program?
Oh, yeah. Since I was like 14.
All right, so you have us to get a new sponsor out here?
No, I haven't yet, no.
All right, so find some home meetings, go to meetings, get the sponsor, get things going again. That's priority number one, right? Because mom is loaded, this is not going to work for the child.
Wow, the cerebral palsy kid's not going to
work. I've gone through, like, big, long periods of, like, sobriety at a time.
I know, but let's make it once and for all. Get with the program and just hook in, all right?
I know, but it's hard to get with it because, like...
Listen, don't argue with Drew. I know. You got two kids. You're getting loaded. Stop.
Yeah.
Just get with the program. It's fine. I got tons
of
that.
You know what you need to do. You know what you need to do. So just
how's the cerebral palsy kid doing?
Oh, I mean, he's a great kid. I mean, he's awesome.
Can I have a sidebar here?
Yeah, hold on a second. Go ahead.
Sometimes hold on.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I don't get the...
I don't get screwed up.
I don't get the hostility at all. In fact, there's something kind of super likable about her.
Yeah, I'm not getting effed up enough out of Leah.
Yeah. So
I'm wondering what's
going on here.
Leah, what's up?
What's up?
You're too likable.
You seem sort of likable. What happened?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
you got a good energy to you for someone as a flunky.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't know if that's what I mean, but unfortunately, like, that's just... You know, like, I don't know, like, I kind of got, like, this whole, like, bad, like, reputation thing going, you know? Like,
sure.
People are like, kind of sort of, like, used to me, like, messing up all the time.
Yeah.
And, like, why don't you put a stop to that? Our sense is that you should have that in you.
Yeah, you should be further along and have a better life than you do.
I know. Because, I mean, I didn't want to come out here in the first place.
You step into some sort of tunnel? Where are you now?
She's in the hull of a super tanker.
What is it? Is that really loud?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's better.
Okay, well, look, I'm not interested in all this stuff. I got a couple of good questions.
All right.
This cerebral palsy child.
Right.
He recognizes you.
Oh.
No. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. He knows you. Knows you're different than
that. So it's just the motor problem. He just can't move around by himself.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Cognitively, he's pretty...
He's smart, too.
All of his teachers and I think that he knows everything, but it's just a matter of expressing himself.
He's not blind or anything?
No, he's not blind or deaf.
So he's going to be this way for the rest of his life?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. What about, I got this theory that in a weird way that the parents end up... It's like you have a companion your entire life. Mm. Never gonna get AIDS, never gonna get pregnant, never gonna make the mistakes you made, never gonna get strung out on junk, never going to tell you to F off and scream, I hate you, Mom, or do any of that stuff that your teenage daughter, when your teenage daughter turns 14, she's gonna start screaming at you.
Oh, yeah.
She's gonna call you a whore and tell you, I'm not gonna make the same mistakes you made, and she's gonna tell you're stupid and fat, and it's gonna be great. They're horrible.
I don't know. I guess basically, like, my question is, me and my mother don't get along.
Yeah, that's there you go.
And, I have an option to move up north with friends of mine.
Where?
And, I don't know.
What's city? Where? What city?
Where?
What city?
Where means you tell me what city?
Bakersfield.
Arcata.
Where?
Arcata.
That's, like, way north.
I got to look that up.
Something like near Oregon.
That's, that's 163.
Hey, it's
what are you doing for a living? How are you supporting yourself? How are you supporting yourself?
I'm not working. I haven't worked in like 2 years.
Why?
Well,
right now.
Like so many reasons. I don't know. Like
okay.
Look, I wrecked my car without any insurance.
You don't get along with your mom, but your mom pays the bills, but you resent her, and she keeps, you know, you had these kids, so now you have to sort of be at her whim a little bit because she's paying the bills.
Exactly. But so, I do pay her money.
All right, so move out.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking because, I mean, I just feel like this...
All right,
here,
go. But you can take your kids with you?
Yeah.
All right, take your kids and go up north.
Up north? Yeah, or whatever.
I don't know what her plan is.
Yeah, small town would not be a bad thing for her.
And look, everybody.
Couldn't be worse than Torrance.
Here's the deal. You get yourself in a position where somebody's got to take care of you, and I don't care who it is. Your mom, your dad.
The government.
The government, whoever. They're going to say, well, here's what we'd like. You're not working. You're not providing any for yourself. You can't support yourself. Here's what we're going to need you to do.
Yeah.
We're going to need you to listen to us, or we're going to need you to take a drug test, or we're going to need you whatever. And all you a-holes out there that have a huge problem with that and resent the people for doing that, you just resent yourself for not being able to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Pure and simple. Pure and simple. Retards.
She was interesting.
She had some brains.
Yeah, something was interesting about her. But she needs to just get. She needs to priority one. Get in the program. Do your step work.
Yeah.
Be a sponsor when you had enough time under your belt, and just focus on that. And the other stuff will start to fall into place.
Bobby.
Yes.
You're 28.
Yeah.
What's up?
I just had a comment about the lady who called in with the genital piercing thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say that about 5-6 years ago, I actually had my nipples pierced, and mm-hmm. before that point, I had no sensation. And after that, oh, my God.
Really?
That's a different thing, though. That is a different deal.
Mm, not horribly different.
No, it is, because people don't dissociate from their breasts. You know what I'm saying? This just sort of increased sensitivity somehow.
Well, and also, she'd already had a genital piercing, right. And it didn't
do anything.
Wake the vagina up.
Well, I definitely didn't do it for that reason. I did it for other reasons, but it was just a bonus.
What are those other reasons? Just for curiosity.
What are those other reasons?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
I'm guessing it's because your ass got a little big.
Or the boyfriend.
My ass got a little big. Actually, not. Actually,
really?
Just to spice up the sex life. And
all right.
It was did quite well.
Yeah, there's just nothing like a chunk of metal hanging off a chick to really get me hard. I love that. I love to see a piece of metal hanging off. Then when I was a kid and I used to look at Playboys, I would draw in a piece of metal on the vagina. It was like Robo-twat. Yeah. It was hot.
Robo-twat.
Super hot.
Especially the nipple.
I see a chick. I watch porn. I see that like hoop hanging off the lips or something.
And I saw those duos you used to do on the breast. You have a hoop with a cross hanging off it.
Yeah.
That was you.
Yeah. We'll be back. Well, that's the show.
Quite an inspiration tonight.
I give it a good 8.5. Mm. Oh, yeah. I showed up.
Yeah?
I showed up.
You're ready. Suited up. You ready?
I brought my B-plus game. Not the A game.
Mm, you have an A game? Oh, I guess you do.
I got it.
Just not for the show.
Not for the show.
Yeah, of course.
No. We'll take an extendo break. I may bring the A game tomorrow night. You'll have to tune in to find out.
Scare me.
So until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. They're like black kids in a public pool. They go berserk.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.